The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, September 22, 2022. Cuban Foreign Ministry on Wednesday commemorated the International Day of Peace and expressed its country's commitment to the principles of humanism and solidarity. On Twitter, MINREC searched for building a better, equitable, and sustainable world in line with the ideals ratified on this day and alluding to the nonviolence and ceasefire. According to the UN General Assembly, attaining true peace involves many more actions than just the laying down of arms and the building of societies. In its official website, it also refers, among global initiatives, to the establishment of scenarios where people are treated equally regardless of race. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "Racism poisons institutions, social structures, and daily life. It is a key factor in persistent inequality. It destabilizes societies, undermines democracies, erodes the legitimacy of governments." Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla on Wednesday thanked support by more than 80 Colombian congressmen for removing Cuba from the list of nations sponsoring terrorism drawn up by the United States. On his Twitter account, he expressed his deep gratitude to more than 80 Colombian congressmen for the initiative for requesting that Cuba is removed from the list of state sponsors of terrorism by the U.S. government, where it should never have been. Rodriguez Parrilla also ratified the unwavering commitment to peace in Colombia. The Venezuela-Cuba Friendship and Mutual Solidarity Movement sent a shipment of medical and school supplies to the Caribbean island, announced the general coordinator of the organization, Johnny Garcia. At a press conference to announce the call for the 12th National Meeting of Solidarity with the largest of the NT, Garcia indicated that the shipment totals more than 350 kilograms of varied materials. He specified these resources are intended for the Hugo Chavez School in Havana and those injured in the fire at the supertanker base in the province of Matanzas in the west of the country. Garcia ratified this gesture is part of the historic friendship and brotherhood between the Venezuelan and Cuban peoples woven over the years by Simón Bolívar and José Martí in the continuity of Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. He pointed out that the 12th National Meeting of Solidarity with the largest of the NT will meet from November 17 to 19 in Caracas. And in the international agenda, we have that the foreign ministers of Syria, Faisal al-Mekdad, and Nicaragua, Denis Moncada, signed a mutual visa exemption agreement for holders of diplomatic, official, special, and service passports. The document was signed by the ministers during their meeting in the framework of the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. According to official reports, the ministers reviewed bilateral cooperation and the development of tangible means to boost relations, in addition to addressing ways to benefit from mutual experiences in facing challenges. The head of Syrian diplomacy said that cooperation and coordination between Damascus and Managua in international forums are at the highest level and must continue. Meanwhile, Latin America is an agricultural power with a sharp increase in hunger in recent years, so it must transform its agri-food systems into efficient, inclusive, resilient, and sustainable ones, the FAO said Wednesday. The Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, Koo Dong-yu stated that the increase in hunger, poverty, and malnutrition is a paradox for a region that contributes significantly to the world's food supply. It alone produces enough food for its entire population, said the head of that agency at an event organized by the Development Bank of Latin America on the sidelines of the 77th session of the General Assembly, which brings together world leaders in New York. No area of the world was more affected by the COVID-19 pandemic than Latin America and the Caribbean, where economies shrank twice as fast as the world average. Poverty rose to its highest level since 2006 as employment was raised. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.